ever a time to be outraged, it's now.
George Bush and Mitch McConnell haven't served the needs of the people of Kentucky, but replacing Mitch McConnell with Bruce Lunsford is no change at all.
That's Democratic Senate candidate Greg Fisher in a recent television ad. He's been criticized for attacking campaign frontrunner Bruce Lunsford, who has responded with this ad.
Instead of falsely accusing other Democrats, Greg Fisher should talk straight with voters.
But barbs aside, the two candidates have similar priorities.
What issues are you think most important for this election?
Clearly, the biggest is the jobs and the economy.
Job development, probably number one right now.
Fisher's plan to generate jobs relies on teaching Americans new skills to make them more competitive internationally. Lunsford says he'd stimulate economic growth by eliminating the tax breaks that have allowed companies to move work overseas. Where the candidates start to differ is on their second priority. This is Greg Fisher.
I'm very committed to finding a national health care plan that gets good quality, affordable health care to all Americans.
Lunsford says health care plans should offer more freedom of choice.
Everybody should be entitled to a Blue Plate special, that they have a policy that covers their basic needs. And if people want to buy more than that, then they have that privilege, just like people have, you know, the choice of kind of trucks they buy or the type of tractors they buy.
But another candidate, physician Michael Cassero, says an overhaul of the nation's health care system is not as simple as Fisher and Lunsford make it sound.
I think if we just take the approach that we're going to throw out our current system and replace it with universal health care, we'll trade one set of problems for another.
A recent SurveyUSA poll gives Cassero 3% of the vote. That's behind Lunsford's 41% and Fisher's 23%. But despite trailing, Cassero hopes voters recognize what he has in common with the frontrunners.
I think the most important issue should be who is the most qualified candidate to beat Mitch McConnell in the fall and to be most effective as a United States Senator for Kentuckians.
Mitch McConnell is a very smart man, and he knows how to. He's a good politician. He's a very good politician.
James Pence is a blogger and media producer who covers Kentucky for the grassroots organization Ditch Mitch. The group is focused on ousting Senator McConnell primarily because of his ties to the Bush administration. While Pence says defeating McConnell, who's seeking a fifth term in the Senate, won't be easy, he hopes the presidential race will get more Democrats to the polls in November.
If they can come together after the Obama and Hillary thing's over with, and they can maintain this excitement, will really help defeat Senator Mitch McConnell.
The Democrats will apparently have their work cut out for them. A poll conducted by the Lexington Herald Leader last week shows McConnell with a 12% lead over Democratic frontrunner Bruce Lunsford. Also seeking the Democratic nomination for the Senate next week are Kenneth Stepp, David Williams, David Wiley, and James Rice. For WFPL, I'm Gabe Bullard.